John Bolton is a kind of bureaucratic tapeworm. Try as you might, you can't expel him. He seems to live forever in the bowels of the federal agencies, periodically reemerging to cause pain and suffering. But critically, somehow never suffering himself. His life really is Washington in a nutshell. Blunder into obvious catastrophes again and again, refuse to admit blame, and then demand more of the same. That's the John Bolton life cycle. In between administration jobs are always cushy think tank posts, paid speaking gigs, cable news contracts. War may be a disaster for America, but for John Bolton and his fellow neocons, it is always good business.
Hi there, welcome. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, so glad you are. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts of the show. And if you see the word short, it just means it's a smaller podcast. It's a maybe 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but easily shareable on social media. The call-in number today, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Uncle Milty and I invite you to be part of this conversation today, and would be happy if you'd do so, actually. 888-673-1450. You got to get that on speed dial. How's it going, Uncle Milty?
You mean since yesterday?
Yes.
Not a lot of change.
How was your evening?
It was good.
Good. Yeah. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's, you know what? Maybe it's an election year. Maybe that's why. Another election year. This time, you know, city council, whatever. What do you say to this? You know, I would love to know what you guys are actually looking in a city council person and a mayor, because I have such a hard time with the problem, the biggest problem we have, and that is to confuse personality and he's a nice person with can he do the job. And it was brought to my attention that are there any actual real qualifications for the job of a city council member? It doesn't seem like there really are. And actually, there are several. To say no, to have the courage to say no, is one of them. To question the authority to do something is another. To vote against the herd mentality in city councils is another. And to understand the Constitution, that's the most basic one, I would think. To understand that I would wish that all city council members would at least read Bastiat, the law, before they even want to run. That way they have a really firm foundation in understanding the role of law, the role of government, and get a real healthy perspective on it before they even run for office. But it's so funny. These are the things that you're told if you question what they're doing. Can I just give you these? These are all the things I've been told. Maybe you've been told the same. I'm not allowed to analyze because I'm not a government official. I love that one. You can't possibly know all the things we're doing and why we're doing them because you haven't served on a city council.
Do they like say that? Dummy at the end of that sentence?
Dummy. So that one's one of my favorites. It's like you're never allowed to actually, I don't know, possess brain cells and look at what they're doing and know that it's got glaring red neon lights for you to know that it's wrong. Another one is, honey, it's complicated. Cutie pie. Bless your heart. I got that one from a city council member. Bless your heart. It's complicated. You don't know. And so that's another one of my favorites. It's complicated. You're too stupid to know. You can't look at numbers and know that we're doing something that isn't okay and then call us on it. You couldn't possibly. It's too complicated. Did you know that, Milty? Some things are just so complicated.
I had trouble with that my whole life, yeah. Especially with addition and subtraction.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when I see a budget go from, in the last 4 years, $195 million to $218 to $270 to a whopping $352, it's so complicated. I need meetings to find out why in the world they want to do this and where in the world they get the authority to do it. And so they have to take a lot of time to explain to me. And if I don't show up to the meeting, did you know it's my fault? Everything's my fault. If I don't show up and counter any of this, well then, you know, if you don't stop us from doing all this harm, it's your fault. You gotta love that. Yeah. You gotta love that one. if you don't stop us from doing something that's not our, in our purview, it's on you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I do remember when MacArthur was in, and mm-hmm. he used to go on, I think it was 890 every Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed like a majority of the callers that would call in mm-hmm. would complain about, my neighbor's weeds are too high, or my neighbor's got a boat parked in their driveway, or, you know, something they didn't like that they wanted the mayor to take care of. And he was always sure to, well, we'll get someone over there to take care of that. We'll, you know, mm-hmm. he talked a lot about traffic street, you know, the traffic going on and stuff. But more than, I would sometimes hear four and five people call in a row complaining mm-hmm. about their neighbors.
Right.
And he would never confront them and say, you know what, that's not something I can enforce. Mm-hmm. He would. It was always, we'll be sure to send someone over there to take care of that.
Ooh.
You know, and, and I was later, you know, after he lost, and then he was running for a county commissioner, I think mm-hmm. it was, years later, I was a delegate. He called me asking for my vote, and I brought up some of the things he did as mayor that I didn't like, and one was, you know, my parents went through a bankruptcy, and so they had a house in bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because they didn't live there anymore, mm-hmm. Their weeds were too high.
Ah.
And so they were sending these notices to my parents, which they weren't getting because they didn't live there,
mm-hmm.
and fined them. I think they end up having to pay $2,000 in fines for weeds growing up in their rocks.
Wow.
And his excuse was, well, you have to understand, the city council pushed for that stuff, and he says, as mayor, I had to vote for it.
Ooh, scapegoat. Hmm.
So he was passing the accountability on to someone else, and, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with it, but I had to vote for it.
Right, right. And he's, so, you know, he was afraid, and I think a lot of mayors are so afraid of saying, you know, maybe you're being a little nosy, neighbor, and maybe, you know, maybe you ought to go talk to the neighbor yourself. I mean, I would love if I heard somebody say that. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Or, and a lot of it was these little old ladies that had lived there for 50 years that couldn't go out and take care of this. You know, how about going over and helping her pull some of the weeds?
Exactly. I love that. Yeah, you're exactly right. Hey, thanks for the call. You're pointing out something that's, it was very true. Thank you. We'll take the next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I totally understand all of the pushback that you get for questioning, and it just makes me laugh because mm-hmm. it really sounds like secret societies and closed door meetings.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to know those things. It wouldn't matter if you attended the meeting or not. They've made a deal with somebody's friend who's got hands in pockets
mm-hmm.
that it's pretty lengthy, and it's complicated.
Yeah,
and you're
the way
not
they've
allowed
done
to
it.
See all of that. They think that we're stupid, and they mm-hmm. don't want us to know these things, because if they did,
mm-hmm.
if we knew these things, we'd run them out on a rail.
Yeah.
Which is what we need to do.
They've gotten really good at putting the focus on the citizen that doesn't show up to question the harm they're doing. It's more on the citizen for not showing up. And here's the other thing, too, is when they're doing this, if you ever ask a city council person or a mayor, where did you get your authority to do this? They will never answer that question, because they can't. So they don't answer it. And what they do is then go back to you and deflect on you, the citizen. Well, you know, if you don't like it, vote me out, instead of ever explaining to you where they got their authority. And they should have to do that as a city council person or a mayor, right?
Well, the answer is obvious. They got their mm-hmm. authority from the people. But mm-hmm. then all they do is turn around and trounce on the people.
Yeah.
And say, oh, well, you know, you put me in here and now I can do whatever I want.
Right.
And that's the hard part, is that they don't have that respect for the person, the voter, that is helping them be where they are.
I agree. I agree with you. Thank you. Really appreciate the phone call, because, yes, you're exactly right. It is really strange. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're live. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Well, Kate, I want you to know you finally got me to call you. I'm a first time caller.
Oh, awesome.
But I love listening to your show. I find myself agreeing with pretty much everything that you say.
Well, that's nice.
But anyway, about the city council business,
mm-hmm.
I not too long ago finished a 4-year term on the Enoch City Council.
Okay.
And
what you were saying about how the people are stupid and how they just can't possibly understand what's going on, in my experience, it actually pushes a little further back because the city council people usually don't know what's going on.
That's true.
And every time an issue comes up, mm-hmm. we just swivel our heads and look at the staff, the administration, who are pushing these things on the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're forwarding Agenda 21 and doing things like that. And we don't know the ins and outs and the laws.
Right.
And so we just swivel our head to see what they tell us to do.
Yeah. I have a feeling what you're saying is probably right on the money, only because usually the city managers are running it, everybody's running it, and then, of course, the face of it is the mayor and the city council members. I totally get that. And then if you are a city council member, wouldn't it be great if you looked into, is this okay? Is this the proper role? I doubt a lot of people ask that when they get into that position. Right?
I know. I was always pushing back, and I seemed like the crazy one.
We need more of you. We need more of you. We do.
Cities are always having to rewrite their nuisance laws because people complain about weeds or a broke-down vehicle or something like that.
Well, are they pandering for the vote so much that they can't tell somebody, you know what, go talk to your neighbor, that's not our role?
They shouldn't be.
I know. Sounds like they do, but, you know, it's...
Well, yeah, when they wanted to rewrite the nuisance law, I decided to rewrite one that was defined as any infringement on our inalienable rights.
Right.
But that was just torn to shreds by the attorney and kicked out.
I'm sure it was. And I'm sure it made great sense. I have to go to a break, and I wish I didn't. So I love your call. You need to call in more. Why don't you call in more? Chime in more. I love it.
I'll give it a try.
All right. Hey, thank
you.
Really appreciate you. Thanks. That was a great call. And it's great because I love to hear from people in that capacity.
He made a great point, though.
What's that?
Because a lot of the problems we have are due to unelected bureaucrats.
Yes, just like it is in Washington, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I agree.
Even locally.
I agree. They get a big, big, big hand
Espen,
in this.
Espen.
Espen forever. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tennessee Byway. One arm on the wheel. Holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week. Got a little jingle. On a Tennessee Saturday night, couldn't feel better. I'm together with my Dixieland delight.
Hi there, welcome back. I know,
spend
a little old school for you, a little Alabama. Welcome back to the show. Just a couple of points of business. The Utah Tax Coalition listening tour. You're going to want to catch that tonight at 6 o'clock in the St. George Library. St. George Library, 6 o'clock tonight. And that's for taxes. They would like to tax, the powers that be would like to tax services. And I'm really proud of a certain legislator who's trying to make some common sense out of this and say no to that. And I love that. Krista, who's been on the show, will be on that tour as well, I think, down here. So tonight, St. George Library and 6 p.m. And then right after that at 7 p.m. is the commissioner meeting in Hurricane at 7. And that's all tonight. So 6 o'clock, St. George, 7 o'clock, Hurricane. And then tomorrow night is the Washington City meeting where they go over the budget. And, you know, has a person ever gone to a meeting and refuted what was in the budget and they actually reduced it? Nope, not even once. Okay, thought I'd answer my own question.
In all fairness, when you go to a city council meeting for the public portion of their little agendas, and they've spent several years working on these projects, They do give you 5 minutes to talk about it.
Well, at least they give you five. Yeah. I mean, my gosh.
They've been working on it for years.
It's not just three, Milty. It's five. Five whole minutes.
They do.
That's
and great. They're polite.
I'm sure they are. And they're just sitting there going, when is the clock going to round
Your
this up?
Your time's almost up.
Yeah, do I have to listen to you, citizen? And so, yes, they're kind of a done deal. You can go in and complain, but they're kind of a done deal, and they always have been. You've never seen it reduce. Once they announced the number, in Washington City for several years, 2015 and 16, they were right around $49 million. And now it's jumped up, I think, to $76 million. Huge, huge jump, and nobody's explaining it. So that's kind of interesting. And here we have St. George and their big, huge, 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 huge jump. And so, I mean, my gosh, pretty brazen, if you ask me. No wonder people are ticked off. So I also wanted to mention Dr. Diet, too. Dr. Diet has a great, great therapeutic massage. She is just amazing, actually, Catherine Page. And so she's over at Dr. Diet. You can catch her skills and really help you with massage for weight loss. It's awesome. So that's their new massage therapist, Catherine. And so big shout out to you, Catherine. And then Dr. Diet, they also have metabolic boosters and all kinds of ways to jumpstart that metabolism, which is awesome. I lost weight there. I know you can. And if you're really feeling it right now and you just want to kick it to the curb, please go over to Dr. Diet. Tell them we sent you. And they just have wonderful coaches that'll guide you through your weight loss. It is pretty amazing. I know that we have these city managers and all the bureaucrats that are hired to come in and basically do a lot of these budgets and do a lot of the planning, right? Like you said, planning for years. Uh-huh. I mean, years. I mean, look at the county commission, $2 billion, not county commission. The county basically wanting $2 billion to plan 30 years worth of transportation. It's ridiculous. And unnecessary, too, by the way. We didn't used to do that. That's new. But everyone's kind of conned into thinking that you have to do that somehow, some way. That's actually, I don't think so at all. But nonetheless, the excuses I get when I bring anything up are, we like him. He's nice for city council and mayors. And I'm not allowed to analyze because I'm not a city council person. It's complicated. I'm too stupid to understand. I need a big meeting in which I can get a presentation on the budget so they can match up numbers for me. I couldn't possibly know. I couldn't possibly know anything. I'm just a citizen. And of course, the blame would be on the person not attending the meeting. So you're to blame for not stopping them from doing a role they have no authority to do when they take it beyond their initial role. Because really, those that really seek the power to be a council person over and over and over again, those that seek the power to be a mayor over and over again, are really the people that should never be there. Usually it's the person that you have to get to run. Usually it's the person that doesn't want to because they know what power, control, and money can do. And a lot of these people are really absorbed by power in these city councils and also, you know, basically kind of placating to the masses as far as getting those votes. That's why somebody, when they say, you know, can you go and ding my neighbor for something, they won't say, they don't have the courage to say, you're a nosy neighbor. What they do is they basically pander. Oh, yes, we'll be right over because I'd really like your vote. And you know when that's the deal that maybe those people shouldn't be in power. And here's the other thing. The caller brought up something great, and that was that the city council members look to the bureaucrats, the ones that are actually in charge of those budgets and in charge of the planning, for the answers, the non-elected ones. And so if you are a city council member, this goes back to the initial question that I was asked, you know, are there actually any qualifications? Isn't it just the nice guy that loves his family and country that should be in a city council position? No, actually not. People that understand the Constitution, understand their bounds, and understand where their line would cross over into something they're not allowed to do with taxpayer money, and also understanding how it works. Because if you're a city council person and you're going in and you don't even know how this really works, how in the world can you stop it, control it, or say no to it? So would they get in there and everyone just plays dumb and then lets the bureaucrats take over? If you're hired by the people, then you have, I think, a responsibility. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you have a responsibility to know exactly how it works so that you can say no and you can start asking, do you have the authority to do this? Apparently, no one's asking these bureaucrats if they have any authority to do the things they're doing. And they don't have to answer to anybody because they're hired by the city council. Why do they have to answer that? So 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450.
In 2005, when they did the 2005 budget, there's a little section where they discuss the estimated revenue in the future. They estimated the 2019 revenues at $76 million.
Yeah.
How can you have a $350 million budget with those kind of revenues? I guess you can't. So they were a little off on that estimate.
Seems to happen a lot. It does, and it's really it's frustrating. And like I said, when I see city council members that say that they're the ones, the only ones that can do the job, and all they do is put a yes stamp on everything and then tell you that these things are necessary. You just don't know, peon citizen. Or my favorite is, hey, I'm being transparent, so I might my personal business might benefit from the things I know as a city council member, but I'm honest if I tell everyone that. No. Your role is to not benefit your personal business from your city council job. And so the question was, should everybody be posting what their full-time job is so that the people know if there's any conflict of interest? Because just because you post about it doesn't mean that that's some big excuse for you to do it. Like, I can't even believe this. It's just mind-boggling who gets into city council. And we have this horrific recycling program and everything else that needs to go bye-bye. Yes, all of it landed in the landfill and needs to be addressed as far as giving money back. That would be honest. But there's a lot of things like this that if you're going to run for city council, then know what you're doing. And you can't play dumb by looking at the bureaucrats and saying, oh, what do I do? You should know that, shouldn't you? I would think.
You would think.
I would think. And city councils, why are you hiring these total bureaucrats knowing they're a bureaucrat because they've worked in X amount of city in city capacities as managers? Why don't you question that more? It seems like people are awfully comfortable in those roles. And I don't know how much questioning is going on. All they're looking at is, I doubt they ever ask, do you know the proper role of government in that job interview? I'm pretty sure they're like, gee, sounds like you have a lot of bureaucratic red tape experience. You're perfect for the job. That's what I see. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. 888-673-1450. I'm talking about Roger Carter, who's been in there forever now. I'm talking about, and why? Why is he in there? I'm also talking about Adam Lenhart. Same thing. Were these guys just hired because they were bureaucratic guys? That's the city council's job. So what happened?
I don't know.
No one knows what to ask.
I can't get past the fact that in just a few years, the budget almost doubled.
I know.
But a $157 million increase in 3.5 years.
Yeah. And it's so brazen that it's just, you almost, honestly, I have no words. You can't even begin to understand how brazen that is. It's like, citizen, we could care less what you think. We're just going to go for the outrageous now. I mean, who's going to stop us? Who's stopping them?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
So. I know that there's not one person in St. George that had that large an increase in their income.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can.
I don't think
that.
There's a business in town that had that large an increase in their profits.
Yes. You're right. So what do you look for in a city council person? What should you be asking a city council person? 888-673-1450. What do you think the qualification is that you'd be most concerned with or want to know about? I mean, beyond nice guy, beyond looks like the family's sweet, beyond that, what would be the qualification then for city council person or mayor? That's, I think, what we should be asking.
Yeah.
And if you want to chime in on that, you can. 888-673-1450. I would love that. Well, there's a couple of things on the docket, too, that we could talk about, too. But I just, when I get told I'm a peon citizen, and the person is, they're very condescending as far as, oh, now, honey, you just don't know. Why don't you swing by and I'll explain it to you? Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll explain to me how the numbers add up, and I'm sure they do for you. But that still doesn't give you the right to do some of the things you're doing. So that's where we go off the rails. That's the problem, I think, in my mind. Caller, you've got 30 seconds. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Integrity and the courage to use it.
Integrity and the courage to use it.
Guys?
Yeah.
Would you feel different if we had a place at the trough?
I cannot understand you. It's echoing. Yeah, it's echoing. Seems to be echoing. So integrity and the courage to use it. I think to ask those kinds of questions, yes, I would love to see that instead of everything we do is necessary. That's the echo chamber I seem to be receiving, as a citizen is everything we do is necessary. You hired us so we get to do what we want. And if you don't like it, I guess you can just not reelect us. Okay. How about we clean the slate of everybody then? Even the city managers. Let's do it. Let's do it. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. Trying to keep us all updated on what's going on in the locale that we're at in the state of Utah. Listening tour tonight, 6 p.m., show up to St. George Library and go over some ideas. They're trying to tax services, and so this group is trying to come up with some different ways of doing business than taxing services. This seems to be the latest attempt I don't know. These guys are they're so hawkish. Not the coalition that's coming. I'm talking about in general those that are running the ship. You know, they're so hawkish. And how can we get more money? How can we extract blood from a stone? How can we do it? And it's so interesting and sad to me that they go for service taxes like the babysitter, the lawnmower, you know, the kid that mows your lawn, that kind of thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you'd like to fight that, go 6 o'clock tonight to the St. George Library. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. They are so great. Can I just tell you? I had a handle break on my car and they were so good and I actually asked them, can you do this? And they were like, yes, we can do this. And so I just love that about them, that they're willing to jump in and fix just about anything. They are awesome. They get over to Auto Body Central. They can do paint jobs. They can do anything. If you get in an accident, those are the guys to go to. You get to pick your provider. So pick ABC Auto Body Central, please, because they're that good. And they're a supporter of the show, and I love that. And these are really good, honest guys, Auto Body Central. Well, all right, let's take some calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Melty.
Go right ahead.
I was wondering if either one of you could tell me why the city of St. George operates 4 golf courses and it's such a huge part of the budget.
Yeah, we'd love to know that, too. We brought it up several times on the show, and they wanted how many more millions to reinvest in the golf courses, which usually is a big sign for a business, and it's a business, when they're not getting maybe a lot of the revenue they want, and so they put more taxpayer money into sort of upping the ante and redoing it to draw more people there. It's always a losing industry. Usually golf courses, city-owned golf courses, are a losing industry. Why we're in business, I don't know.
They think it brings people here.
Yeah.
It brings tourists.
And their job is to bring tourists. Tourists will come regardless. We don't have to entice them. So I don't know what your thoughts are, caller. Go ahead.
I'd like to see them explain why they're doing it and why aren't they either leasing them out or out and out just sell them and put that money to use for our roads and infrastructure items.
Amen. Thank you for that comment. And I really wish they'd back off and allow capitalism to come in instead of competing with capitalism like they usually do. Thank you for your comment. I really love it. Thank you. Great comment.
They do the golf courses different now than they used to. Each golf course manager used to be given a budget. And then he ran the golf course. Right. And if he made a profit, it was his. And if he didn't, shame on you. Then a few years ago,
still came from us, which is wrong.
The initial budget. And then they were allowed to keep the money that they earned in the pro shop and different things. But then all of a sudden that ended, and the city took over everything. Leisure services took over the golf courses. And then they just hired golf course managers. So they had no skin in the game.
So it was a salary.
Yeah, and I imagine they've probably lost more money since they've done that.
And you know, the budget increase in Washington City and St. George, it's so huge. I wish people would pay attention to how much they're increasing these budgets and for what, because they shouldn't be owning businesses and competing. It's the yellow page test. You don't compete with capitalism. If you can find it in the yellow pages, government needs to take their hands off of it. But these city managers, the bureaucrats, and I will agree, they think that anything they want to do business-wise is just hunky-dory. It's okay. And they get away with it. Do they get away with it because the city council is naive? Well, then vote the city council out and get on some people that tell them no. That's the case.
Maybe it was the whole $157 million increase in the budget is the water for the golf courses.
I mean, there's no reason to have four golf courses. There's no reason, honestly, to have a city pool. If it was profitable, a capitalist would do it. There's no reason to have a shuttle to Springdale. There's no reason UDOT needs to spend $15 million just to explore the idea. I'd like $15 million to explore the idea. I'll mull it over for a day and let them know that it's not okay. So we have all these things that they're doing that on paper, if they presented to me in a meeting, well, these are the itemized line items of the budget, Kate. It all adds up. It still doesn't make it okay. It still doesn't give them the right to do it. And so what I would expect from people going into city council or mayors is that they're willing to stand up to all of that nonsense and say, this isn't our role. And I think what it's going to trickle down to is some of the people being upset in a city because they're not getting the perks they want, the pickleball court they want, the park they want, the you know, the goodies, right? And the golf course for a cheaper amount. I mean, we like our goodies. And that's the hardest thing to compete against in a city is the goodies everybody gets, and so they want to keep their guy in because they continue to get something. If we were an educated society, if we knew what to ask and we were educated in these things, we actually would be making those sacrifices to say, no, it's not okay, and I'll go without my goodies, and I'll go without what benefits me personally because it's not okay. Ethically, it's not right that the cities do all that they're doing, buying up this and that. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're in so many businesses. And they do so, and then they say, well, the investment dollars into these businesses, we're actually able to invest that and make money. They're not supposed to make money either. They're supposed to take in the taxes. They're supposed to allocate those exactly where they're supposed to go. And that's it. They're not supposed to be in business. And they don't get that memo. And we don't get that memo as people because that's why people don't question them, because they're probably getting a goodie that they like. You know, it's kind of like that free lunch thing. I drive by and there's a lot of brand new SUVs and a lot of moms partaking in the free lunch that I'm going to just probably go out on a limb and guess don't need it. But it's free. And so they do it. And it becomes a habit. And then it becomes something they rely on, depend on, and like. They don't want anyone to take anything from them, even though it shouldn't have been given to them in the first place. Same thing.
The way they do the budget, if you look it up, it's very difficult to get the information you want out of it.
They complicate it on
purpose. They do it very pretty with lots of graphs and pie charts and stuff. But, like, I could find the budget for the golf courses is $6 million. But I can't seem to find the revenue from the golf courses.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? They make it complicated, tell you it's complicated, and then you throw up your hands because you know it's a set deal,
mm-hmm.
and the amount doesn't come down. And so usually whatever they put out, they're going to get. And that really goes to who's in office and who's questioning it. And you have a lot of people right now in government, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, 888-673-1450, that are yes people. And they're all yes people because they think that if government decides to do it and the bureaucrats decided to do it, it must be okay. And here's the other one. We did it before. So if we did it before, we can do it again. And I've heard that excuse actually right from city council members. But they did it before. They did it 5 years ago. That still doesn't make it right. So stop doing the thing that isn't right. Stop doing it. That's what we hired you for. I'm going to guess that when you went out and you did your election speeches, you said that things were screwed up and you wanted to be different. Well, then be different. Let's hear some no votes. Whatever happened to Baca? He used to honestly be out there ringing the bell all the time. He becomes a city council person. We never hear a peep. It's just a yes stamp, yes stamp, yes stamp. So what happens to these people when they go in? That's what I'd like to know. What do you think?
They get hypnotized.
Yeah.
They take them right to Las Vegas to a hypnotist.
To a hypnotist. 888-673-1450. By the way, I just have to pass this along because we've had so many talks on fresh water and water down below our feet. But I just have to tell you this. Fresh water was found. A mysterious freshwater reservoir hidden right beneath the ocean. And now they're wondering if they have those in California. Isn't that what that doctor tried to say in the 1960s before they built the aquifer? Yes, I think it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, my question is, or my comment is, what happened when they doubled their salary for those city council people?
Yeah.
They seem to be hypnotized then.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Thank you for that.
My other comment is mm-hmm. how did they get the underpass under the freeway from the college to River Road? That's got to be a fortune.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Your comments. That's major.
Okay. Thank you. Yep, you're right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
It
Can't
is.
Argue.
It is a fortune, but it's important.
Yeah. I was told, hey, Kate, you're a nag. You shouldn't be pointing stuff out. That's just not nice. Everybody likes this certain councilman. And I was laughing, thinking, no, they don't. There's a lot of people out there that are furious and asking questions just because they're not three people commenting on Facebook means nothing. There are a lot of people out there like you that really care about this and that are wondering what in the world's going on. So are they in a trance? Who knows? And are they bucking for the next job? Yes, that is very true. There's a lot of people trying to climb the ladder that say, I'll do the right thing when I get to the next step. And that's pitiful. That's pitiful. You don't want those guys in office at all. I mean, those are the people you don't want. The ones clamoring for the job. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, yes, they did find that water, a lake covering some 15,000 square miles. This was actually right on Fox News. And now they're like, I wonder if we drill deep enough, if we actually have fresh water. Yes, actually you do. Jeez Louise. Yeah. And here they're pushing the pipeline down our throats every mm-hmm. 5 seconds. But they don't need to be. I wish they'd look at presenters that come. By the way, homeschooling is up. And that's really a neat thing. I'm so happy to see that. 16,000 people now homeschooling. And that's, I think, the highest it's ever been here in Utah, right? So I was actually really happy about that. I thought, good, good. Parents are taking it into their... We had 16,000 homeschooling students during 2015 and 16, and then that's even higher now. So they actually recorded 7,000. They only had 7,000 in 2003, and then it went up from there. And so then they actually said now it's actually doubled, which is awesome, and I love that. And so, great. It's good to see that. And there might be a hot springs going in. The same owners that own Glenwood, Colorado, might be bringing in a hot springs. And,
Where's
of course,
the
Laverkin, the Laverkin
oh.
hot springs. Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. The commissioners are mulling it over. Okay.
Well, the commissioners are mulling mm-hmm. it. What do mm-hmm. they have to do with it?
They're the ones that the presentation came to. And, yep. So
why can't the people who want to open the hot spring just buy the property and open the hot spring.
Well, you would think. Yeah.
Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
It's supposed to. But it, that's just not the way it does it down here. Remember when Washington Conservancy, Water District, bought up the Potempi? We don't have that anymore. Anyway, so a lot of things to kind of keep our eyes on, I guess. There's also a case, too. And, you know, I hate even commenting on these kind of cases because I don't really know. There's a lot of red flags as far as going after somebody in this. But I guess somebody in Santa Clara, right, is getting accused of abuse. And there was a lot of red flags in this article, particularly about this, because I'm always kind of curious when they go to the press to try the case. That's always curious to me. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Especially when it's not actually a case yet. There's been some allegations.
Yeah,
and
it's not
the
a case.
The attorneys are trying to get more parents to sign on to a lawsuit.
For a Montessori school, like a Montessori school, like there was some kind of abuse. And so I'm always, I reserve judgment on a lot of these until more facts come out. Because like you said, that's, I don't know, there was a lot of red flags in here. I thought, they're trying to get people to come for, I don't know. And maybe there is I don't know, but it just struck me as
originally it was only three parents that made some allegations. They've got it up to five.
And a disgruntled employee.
And it's supposedly the original complaint came from a disgruntled employee. And now they're at, I mean, basically this article is an advertisement saying, hey, if your kid went to this school and you think there was any abuse, come let us know.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me.
No.
Ever. It just doesn't. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that one. So tonight, 6 o'clock, Tax Coalition, St. George Library, and then you can hit the 7 p.m. right after that in Hurricane and ask the county commissioners why they'd like to do a $2 billion 30-year transportation plan. Good gravy. Where do they get these people? There's so many that are not qualified to actually do this job, but everybody goes, well, they're a nice person. They want the job, so let's give it to them. I'll never understand that. We'll be right back. We have so much to go over, from Iran to Trump to reparations to Bernie Sanders, all kinds of stuff. Great tools coming up, too, to learn by. And I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? No matter your situation, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help with the right home loan for you. Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loans team today. 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah Home Loans, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
It's the Finley Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event now.
When we say sales event, we mean real sales event.
Not one or two models. Get 0%, up to 60 months.